what I always remember is the real beautiful aspects of right alongside with the tragic aspects of Somalia, because that's really the complicated line. We live in that place between tragedy and beauty.
Drawing equal parts from personal hardships and rich cultural heritage, Somalian artist Kanaan channels his experiences through music and the sounds of jazz, hip-hop, and folk. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Although Somalia has been in turmoil for the past two decades, suffering through civil strife and an unstable government, things weren't always as arduous. And musician Kanaan enjoyed his early days in his hometown of Mogadishu, playing soccer, listening to music, and running around with his fellow Dusty Foot philosophers. But American rap also played an integral part in Kanaan's life. It was first introduced to him by his father, who worked as a cab driver in New York City in the 90s. And from the moment he got those cassette tapes in the mail, he was hooked. Now based in Toronto, Kanaan has a busy tour schedule with stops all over the U.S. to promote his new album, Troubadour. And when he came by FUV, he talked with host Alisa Ali about some new lyrics and learning English from those early rap tapes.
It's funny because rap is, when it's good, it's really incredible. What I would do is I would take lines apart from rappers like Nas or something, and it would help me, like, not just learn the language and the phrasing, how things worked, but also the culture. So, for example, he's got a song where he says, "I want all my daughters to be like Maxine Waters, and I wonder who Maxine Waters is." So I research her, and then it gives me an alleyway to the civil rights movement. It gives me an alleyway to, you know, all kinds of stuff that I would never have found out about. So rap does lead you to something, you know, it opens a world.
Right, if you're willing to put the effort in and not just blindly accept whatever, you know.
And of course, it has to be saying something. I mean, it's not just any rap, like, because Shake That Laffy Taffy is like, the kind of book is going to open, it's a different kind of book.
It's really just opening a wrapper for candy, is what it is, literally.
Yeah, so those are the things, those are the differences. I mean, when I was coming up and young and learning English, it was really the music I was into was, you know, like Illmatic and Guru from Gangstar. You had people like that who really showed imagery, and imagery was important to me.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, but violent prone, poor people's own, but it's my home. All I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest survival. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender retreat. So we struggle.
I mean, I like that you keep things positive and that you still have like a sense of humor about things. The 15 Minutes Away song... That song cracks me up.
Yeah, it's funny how when I wrote it, it wasn't funny.
Oh, God, sorry.
Honestly, in some parts of the country, when we play that song, like New York, you know, like here where there's a lot of immigrants and so on, who come out to the shows, you could see a whole floor of people cracking up, like during the song. Like, thank you, thanks for laughing at my pain. This is, you know, but I get why it's funny though.
Well, let's say what it's about, because we've just been talking about it.
15 Minutes Away is a song about money transfers, waiting for Western Union to arrive, and like the pain of that. And so there's some funny lyrics in it, like, sometimes when I'm in a meeting and everyone else was eating, I feel so awkward asking, so I pretend like I'm fasting. Yeah, you know, that's not funny during the table when you're sitting there. It's hilarious after.
Retrospect, yeah. Very funny. Yeah, yeah. Right, not while your stomach is growling.
I got my biz in order. I made it cross the border. Such dazzle, such a horror. His life is like an opera. Grandma, I never forget you. Worry, I'll never let you. Soon as I leave the venue, this money I will send you. I still haven't gone astray. Don't drink or smoke and sway. Though sometimes I don't pray. It feels so good to say, go out and receive it, cause I just know you need it. Your boy has grown up decent. Grandma, can you believe it?
Music from Kanaan and the song 15 Minutes Away. Thanks to producer Alisa Ali. And to check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios, head to WFUV.org.